Hey guys, before we start, I've got some good news for you. Those genius men and women at Hyundai, yeah, they're modernizing the car buying experience for you with their new Shopper Assurance Program. It's pretty much the future of car buying available here in the present. But seriously, Shopper Assurance will save customers time, lessen eliminate haggling, and speed up the whole process. Hyundai is really the first manufacturer revolutionizing the way that you shop for and buy a car. The program is based on four pillars. First, transparent pricing for convenience, because knowing the price is always better than guessing the price. Second, flexible test drive that comes to you. So you find the Hyundai that you love, and they actually bring it to you to test drive. Third, streamlined purchase for efficiency, so no more stacks and stacks of papers at the dealership. Thank you. And fourth, a three-day worry-free exchange. Peace of mind after you buy a car. Let's be serious, what more could you ask for? It's not just car buying made easier, it's actually a chance to feel confident, respected, and in control, and at ease while making a great decision. And it's all made possible with the Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance for more information. That's HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and in the studio today, we have dancer, choreographer, why am I saying it like that? Actress, digital influencer, Megan Batoon. I like how you do it at the end of your videos.
Oh, thank you.
It's very cute.
I did it when I was like 19 and I never stopped. So that's probably why it's a little
How old
bit.
Are you now? Can I ask you that?
27.
Oh, you're 27. Okay. Oh, you're still young.
Am I?
27 was a very pivotal year for me.
Really?
Yeah, it was like life-changing. Like I became a woman.
In what way?
Like, I was more sure of myself. I had more confidence. I knew what I wanted.
Wow.
I stopped caring what other people thought.
Right.
Not like 100%.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not quite there yet.
Nobody's
everything,
ever there. But I mean,
else I got.
My level of giving Fs definitely went down.
Sure.
Not to zero, maybe like six. I gave like six Fs when I was 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not
what I would
seven,
say.
Though.
Anyways, thank you for being on the podcast today. I've become addicted to watching your YouTube videos, and I'm so tired. I watched so many of your dance videos last night.
Thank you.
You are incredible.
I haven't done it in a while, but thank
really?
You. I got injured for like 2.5 months trying to make another dance video.
Oh.
And so I haven't quite gotten back
you
yet.
You got injured from, how have I not poured the wine yet?
Yeah, pour the wine!
It's just like sitting, oh my gosh, that, I can't believe I didn't do that. Anyways, Whispering Angel, OBS, here you are.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, so I grew up dancing my whole life, and my mom was a professional ballerina, and I feel like it was just like in my blood.
Yeah.
I did it until I was about 27, but I was never that good.
Oh, no.
But I don't know, I just feel like I grew up in a really small town, and I just feel like I never got more experience than I should
sure.
have, you know what I mean? Like, I just always stayed in my little studio and went to my little competitions, and then I moved to Vancouver, and I got a little more experience. But anyways, I was just like, dance videos, it took me from 27 years old when I stopped dancing till about, I'm 33 now, so it took me until maybe 2 years ago, maybe last year, to be able to watch dance videos again, because it just made me like,
oh, no.
Like it was too much because I loved dancing so much that
right.
I like got sad that I didn't continue.
Mm-hmm.
But did you like dance your way out of the womb? Like, did you dance since like you were born?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I was cheerleading, which is kind
okay.
of similar.
Yeah.
So when I started dancing, I was like very stiff.
Yeah.
But then
were you a gymnast?
No.
What kind
I was,
of?
Like a straight up just like all-star cheerleader. Like we tumbled and stuff, but like.
Like in school?
In school and then like at the extracurricular. It was like the bring it on
okay.
version.
Oh my
so,
God.
So like really intense. Like
amazing.
I got concussions, like broken bones.
Awesome.
Well, sprained
oh, wow.
Bones.
Like, totally freaked me out. I mean, right on.
Because
Tara's number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you knew where I was going with that. I knew you would.
Cheerleader. I have to.
Yeah.
I could do the whole script.
Me too.
On.
It's
so good.
I actually just watched it. I'm not lying. Like, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I was Snapchatting back and forth with my girlfriend. And we were just like, saying all of the lines.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I showed two of my friends. They haven't seen Bring It On, so I showed them, and I cried three times in it because I just, like, related so much.
I actually get it because people probably watch it who don't understand and are like, this is so stupid. But you were like, this really speaks to me.
Yeah, especially, like, from the competitive side of, like, both of our pasts. Like, you feel like you're a part of it again.
Yeah. It's I totally get it. That's, like, me watching, like, Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Jessica Alba
movie? I love that movie.
Me too. What was my other favorite dance movie? The one with the... You don't know now, then you gonna find out. And it was like the...
Which one is that?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the Missy Elliott song.
I'm pretty sure Steve Harvey was like the dance battle coach.
I think that's... Is it You Got Served?
Yes. Yes.
Right?
You Got Served.
Yeah.
I loved You Got Served.
It was really good.
And I would just fast forward through all the cheesy, like, romantic love scenes just to get to the dancing.
We want to see more dancing.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
I loved that movie.
But you went to school, college, to study graphic design.
Yeah.
Because you thought that was more stable than being a dancer.
That's right.
But then tell me what happened.
Oh, my gosh. This might be a convoluted story, but basically, I had auditioned for Step Up 4. Yeah, and I was, like, super excited for it, and then I went to, like, 5 auditions, and then I was just, like, I hadn't heard from them in months, and so I was, like, I'll go to school because I know I can make a career out of graphic design.
Right.
And my first day of junior year, my agent was emailing me. I was, in math class or something like that, and she was emailing me, and she was, like, here's the last audition for Step Up 4. You should come. And I was, like, no, I've put that aside.
Right.
I'm going to do school. And she was like, the producers are asking for you. I would suggest going.
Yeah.
And it's like a 6-hour drive. And it's my first day of school. Because you already pay tuition, right? And if you drop out, you have to still lose all your money.
Right, right.
So I was like, it's not worth it to me. But she convinced me. And along with her trying to convince me, I was texting a friend and I was like, I don't know whether to go or not. And then he said, flip a coin. I'm in college. I have no money and I'm in class, so I don't even have a coin. So I was like, I can't flip a coin.
I literally have no money. I don't even have a coin to flip.
Yeah. And so he was like, I'll flip the coin. You say heads or tails. And heads means you drive down to Miami. I was in Jacksonville, which is 6 hours away.
Right.
Drive down to Miami and you audition. And then tails is you stay in school for 4 years and get a degree.
Like, well, that is quite the opposite ends of the spectrum there.
And I was like, sounds good to me. And so he said,
high risk, high reward.
Super. And I can't believe I didn't care that much because I was so on the fence.
Right.
That I could go either way.
Right.
And so he was like, I flipped the coin. Let me know what you choose. And so I said heads. And he just sent me a picture of a quarter on heads.
But how do you know he didn't flip that coin?
I know. Everyone always asks that.
He should have sent a video.
Oh, he should have. Yeah. I don't know if phones could have done that back then.
Or maybe he just really believed in you, and
maybe.
So he showed you the heads.
That's so true. I ask him, every 2 years, and I'm like, people don't really believe me when I tell the story. And he was like, no, legit, it was heads.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and
I can't believe him.
I believe you.
Yeah.
And so I packed my bag for, 2 weeks to go down to that audition, and then I ended up staying for, 4 months in Miami, and then moving to L.A. right after we wrapped.
Wow.
All off of a coin flip. Yeah.
And you never look back?
Never. Mm-mm.
And so what has your favorite experience with dancing been thus far?
Oh, my gosh. I really like performing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just so fun anytime that I can perform in front of a live crowd. I don't love music videos as much as I love being on stage in front of people at
a music
festival.
Yeah.
But then I guess other than that, just meeting really great people and then being able to make what I think is great on YouTube. Because, we have the power to do anything we want as long as
and
you believe in yourself.
Wait, can you say that again? That was really beautiful. Say that again.
I don't even... What did I say? We have the power to do anything we want as long as we believe in ourselves.
That was really nice.
It's true, though.
No, it is true. My friend Ben Nempton, I don't know if you know who that is, but he was on a show called The Buried Life on MTV a while back. Now he lives in LA and he does he's a motivational speaker and he's just he's incredible. Mm-hmm. And he talks about there's so many people out there chasing mediocre and just because they're too scared of the failure of living their dreams that gives more opportunity to the brave people that go out there and take these chances.
So true.
So you're one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the whole leap in the net will appear, but you don't know if the net will, sometimes it's not there.
Yeah.
But you just gotta get up and try again.
There might be another net.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was deep.
That was deep.
That was deep. Nice one, Caitlin. There might be another net. But yeah, it's so true. That's so cool. I love that story. When I was doing my creep researching, I was like, wow, that's incredible. Creep searching. Yeah, some deep creeping. It was, I really like that story. So what, have you done like backup dancing for like?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did some work for J-Lo and
no biggie.
Gloria Estefan.
Okay.
And Chance the Rapper.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wide range. Like, that is, like Will I Am and Black Eyed Peas.
Oh my gosh.
Really fun, but like really a long time ago.
I still try and say that. Yeah, but you should still brag about that. I still try and say that I danced for Black Eyed Peas because I was a cheerleader, actually myself,
yes,
in Canada for the CFL.
Cool.
No.
No?
You don't have to say that.
You don't have to say
You don't
that.
Have to say that. It was a great dance experience because of all the cheer teams in Canada. The one that I was in Vancouver was like an actual dance team. So yeah, like I got dance training for free out of it. Like it was a really great experience and what I thought was going to look really great on my dance resume, but that didn't happen. But but I was like, what was it? The Grey Cup. So in the States, the NFL has the, what is it called here? Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I should know that.
I could barely. I don't know anything about sports, so I couldn't help you there.
I looked at my producer behind you, and I was like, what is it? He's like, Super Bowl. I'm like,
Super
he's
Bowl.
Like, don't look stupid. Okay, so there's Super Bowl, and then in Canada, there's the Grey Cup, and Black Eyed Peas were performing for the halftime show at the Grey Cup, and
okay,
I was dancing for it as a cheerleader. So that's yes, my thing. I'm like, I totally was a backup dancer for Black Eyed Peas.
I would say so, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
They're singing,
putting
you're
it
dancing
on the resume.
Yeah, put it, slap it up tight.
There you go. Yeah, it was a peak for me. It was all downhill from there. Black Eyed Peas, Bachelorette.
Kidding. My God!
Just kidding.
Every time I have a quick question.
Yes.
Every time you see a rose, are
yes,
you like,
yes?
Really? Still?
Yeah, it gives me like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh my gosh!
Like Sean knows to not bring home. Actually, sometimes he does it as a joke.
Yeah, that is funny
because he'll be like, I got you roses, but. But, like, they can't be red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red roses haunt me.
Yeah.
I was watching The Bachelorette, I think it was last week when they were doing hometowns. I can't remember when it was. They were doing hometowns. Mm-hmm. And Garrett said to Becca, oh, I'm going to plant us a rose tree so we can, like, have unlimited roses forever.
Oh,
and I was like,
I get it.
No.
I mean, it's a cute thing to say.
He says that now, but she's going to be like,
I know.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Burn it. But, yeah, I don't know what it rose is. Yeah. It's... Do you have any more questions? I like answering bachelor questions.
I'm sure I'll come up with some, but like, I always think about that because everywhere.
People always have the same questions, like, how do you pin it on? Or how do you remember people's names? Or why don't you eat on dates? Or, like, all these same questions. But I love answering it because I'm out of contract.
That
so now I'm
good.
Like, let me tell you all the secrets.
So one sec. You guys know I like to live a healthy lifestyle. I think I always try to be conscious of what's in my food, my makeup, my cleaning supplies. I'm not a mother yet. Well, I guess I am a mother to Tucker Doodle Dog. But I have plenty of friends and family with babies, and I know this stuff really matters to them. So I learned about The Honest Company. I started spreading the word to all the parents in my life. I actually sent some to one of my best friends who has a newborn. She was thrilled to have a high-quality, hypoallergenic, super-absorbent diaper that's made of naturally derived ingredients. We all know that life can be hard enough, but with little ones running around, come on, having one less thing to worry about goes a long way. These diapers seriously hold 17 times their weight in fluid and feature an improved fit to help reduce those blowouts, if you know what I'm saying, that no parent really enjoys. But the best thing about The Honest Company is their bundle options. So diapers and wipes bundle offers the best deal on a monthly supply. You save almost $17 each shipment, which is huge. The bundle gets delivered on a schedule that you customize and control. Plus, listeners to Off the Vine get an exclusive deal, $25 off your first month's diaper and wipe shipment. So go to honest.com/vine and insert promo code HONEST at the checkout. That's honest.com/vine and code HONEST to save $25 off your first month's diapers and wipes shipment.
Okay, I also saw that you ran a 10K race as a partner with Nike.
I did.
They shut down the 90 freeway in LA? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
That was really crazy. I actually was injured for that. When I get injured
what
a lot.
I was going to say, are you okay?
No.
Brittle
thank
bones?
You for asking.
Yeah.
Brittle bones, brittle heart. It's a whole thing.
You're just a brittle little person.
Yeah, I ended up walking that one, but I did run a half marathon for a different job.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Are you a runner?
No.
Oh.
It was just like, it's so funny because like one of the deals was like, we want you to document like a hard thing that you want to do or like an experience that you've never done before. And like, I could have been like, I want to travel to Bali or like do 5 countries in a month.
Yeah.
Instead, I was like, I want to run a half marathon.
Idiot.
Absolute idiot. So bad.
But good for you.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you.
You seem like a real go-getter. You really do. Like,
that's nice.
You kind of just do it all. Bali, is that somewhere where you want to go?
I would love to go there.
I went.
How is it?
It's incredible.
Okay.
I went to the monkey sanctuary.
Okay.
It was the best thing I've ever done.
Did you stay in one of those little huts on the water?
No, I wish. It was actually on the show that I went on The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette. And that's all I wanted. Like, when we were flying there, it was like a 22-hour flight. And I was like, please tell me we get a hut. And they don't tell you anything. I got there. I was such a spoiled little brat at that point. Because you live in that mansion and you literally just tell them whatever you want and they bring it to you. Or like, you want to do this? Like, at a certain point.
Sure.
When there's a lot of girls, no. But when it gets down to like, you're really tight with the producers, you can kind of like, you're like, can you go grab me a glass of wine at like whatever time in the morning?
Yeah.
Let's go. So I was like, no hut.
No hut.
No hut on the water. Am I going home? Is that what this is about? But it was, yeah, it was such a great place. I stayed at this amazing resort. Don't even remember the name, but I could figure it out for you. But yeah, you need to go.
And you don't have your phone the whole time,
no.
Right?
Which is even better because then you really enjoy all the moments.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I actually loved not having a phone so much so that when I got it back, it gave me anxiety. Like, I was like, I don't want to turn it on. I don't want to answer to people. This has been so nice. I got the best sleeps of my life, even though it's like such a stressful situation.
Yeah.
I still had the best sleeps of my life, and I swear it had something to do with not having a phone.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, I really wish I could have called my family. That would have been nice. But the whole phone thing, like, it was quite therapeutic.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
So it's like, what, 3 weeks, a month of shooting? More.
Well, it depends how long you last. But I went 9 weeks on The Bachelor and then 11 weeks as Bachelorette.
And 11 weeks with no phone?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
You would not, though. You would hate it for the first, like, couple weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week. And then you'd get so used to it that you wouldn't want it. It's like one of the... A phone is an addiction.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I have it. I really do. I can't, like, not pick up my phone. I'll even, like, put it down to go do, like, one email. One email, I'll, like, start one sentence, and I'm picking up my phone. I don't even realize it, and I'm, like, scrolling all of a sudden. I'm like, what am I doing?
I know.
Like, it's just like a... Maybe not an addiction. Maybe it's like a comfort.
I would say it's an addiction.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah. I agree with you. But anyways, I was just going to... Then shutting down the 90 to do a 10K run. But good for you for even walking it if you were injured.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's freaking incredible. I also saw that you have never seen the movie Clueless.
I haven't. And I am a little upset with myself for that.
Now is it just at the point where you're like... I kind of want to keep it as a story. Like, I don't even want to watch just so I can keep saying it.
No, I would watch Clueless, but I do keep... I've never seen The Little Mermaid and also Avatar. So
that one's fine.
But that one was, like, huge when it came out.
Everyone
was, like, freaking out over it.
Yeah, it was okay.
I bet it was fine.
It was okay. But Little Mermaid...
I mean, I know Under the Sea...
Well, it
That's
would be weird if you didn't.
Really need to know, right?
No.
And there's like a
so much more. There's so much more. What do you mean?
And like a little krill guy. Who's that? Sebastian? Is he a lobster?
He's a crab.
Sure.
He's a crab. There's a flounder named Flounder.
Oh, okay. They really reached out of the box for that one.
Yeah. But Ariel is like gold.
Yes, I know all about her.
Okay. Well, can you please do me a favor and watch that even before you watch Clueless?
Okay.
But I've never seen Sex in the City. See?
What?
We're on the same page here with, like, you're just a little more dramatic than me.
You would agree. You would love it. Yes. I think Sex in the City, because I didn't watch it until, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, no, I'm not going to like it.
That's what I'm thinking.
I started watching it. And the cool thing about Sex in the City is that any woman at any age can watch it and relate to it. It's timeless. Okay. If you watch it now or if you watch it 60 years from now, it's still going to be the same problems.
That's a great point.
It's really cool.
You know what? I guess I'm not against it. It was just, I always thought it was this, like, really girly, like, I was like, I'm not into it.
I thought so, too.
And so for, so many years. How many years has Sex and the City been out?
Too many.
And so my sister's a huge fan. And so my sister came to visit me in New York when I was living there. And I went on the Sex and the City tour. I was like, I don't even know. Like, the girl that was on the front of the bus doing the tour was freaking hilarious. I wish I could remember her name because she's also a stand-up comedian. But she was so funny.
This sounds incredible.
And so I was like, wow, I really enjoyed that experience. But I'd never seen an episode, so I like didn't get all the inside jokes and like.
So they just showed you like where Carrie Bradshaw lived.
Yeah, and they show like clips of the show on the bus of where you're like passing.
Oh, that's so fun!
Yeah, and there's a girl like talking at the front, like giving you like the rundown, but she's like really. She was like just dropping F-bombs all the time and like swearing and laughing. It was really fun. And I was like, okay, maybe I could get down with Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Okay, you watch Clueless and Little Mermaid.
Okay.
And I'll watch Sex and the City, but that's a little bit more of a commitment.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be a couple months out of your life.
But I do need a new show to binge. Are you watching The Handmaid's Tale?
No, but I should.
You probably don't have time to just sit and like binge watch things.
I could find some time. I just started Gilmore Girls. And Alexis Bledel is in Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, she is. Yes. Oh my God, I acted like I totally knew that. But when you said that, I was like, yes, she is. And I was like, holy yes, she is.
I only knew that because I was watching it with somebody and we were like, let's look at what they all look like now.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, she's in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
So I've never seen it. Is it scary?
Yeah.
Okay, then I can never do it.
It's terrifying. Like, I should not watch that before I go to bed.
I couldn't do it in daylight.
No, it's actually not good for my anxiety. It's terrifying, but it's so well done and it's such a good show, but I don't know. It's something that I've chosen to start to watch on airplanes because I travel a lot. So I'm like, oh, that's...
On airplanes?
No, but I put it on my computer.
Oh, okay.
And then watch it, yeah.
Right. She's prepared.
Except the other day I was on the airplane to come here. I was so mad. I made sure I woke up extra early in the morning before I got on my flight and I downloaded like a whole season. And then I got on the plane and realized I downloaded season 2 and I was on season 1.
Oh, no. Did you still watch it?
No. I did not.
Oh, good for you.
And then I got all mad because I went and watched. I was like, I'll watch a movie on the plane. This was a 4.5-hour flight. And then the movies kept cutting out. And then I was all grumpy. And then I remembered the stand-up comedian who said that he was like so embarrassed that a guy on his flight was mad that there wasn't Wi-Fi and that like the TV wasn't working. Because he's like, oh, I'm sorry. What happened next? Did you just partake in the miracle of flight?
Louis C.K.?
Yeah. Did you just sit back in your chair and fly through the air? Like, I was like, I can't be mad that I can't watch a movie on this plane right now. Like, I'm just going to enjoy the miracle of flight.
Yeah. The miracle of flight.
And I did. But anyways, that was my... I feel like I'm talking a lot about myself right now.
That's what it's all about.
No, it's not. It's about you today.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's about you, Megs.
Megs.
Okay, do you have any confessions for me?
Oh, gosh. What kind of confession do you want?
Well... anything. It's your time to confess to me.
Oh, man.
To get anything off your chest, for me to wipe away your sins with my wine, which, by the way, toss me your glass.
Yes, I could use a little bit more.
Yeah, before you confess to me.
Let's see what I can confess. I'll confess something that I guess I still get a little embarrassed by.
Yeah.
But this happened when I was 16.
Okay, no, that's so great. It has to be something that you still get embarrassed by, or it's not a confession.
Yeah, at least 2 years. It's been... 2 years. It's been almost 10 years.
Okay.
Because I'm 27 now.
Yeah.
So when I, and this is so funny because the other guy of the story just visited me in LA, this weekend, past weekend, but he's my first boyfriend ever.
Oh.
And we're not together anymore, but he came and like stayed at my house.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this?
What's going on?
You're sitting on my couch, but like, what is this?
What is this? You're sitting in my house, one on the couch. What is this?
So he, for some reason, I mean, not for some reason, he would get like a lot of emails in his inbox that was like, busty brunette takes a shower. Like,
no.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is weird. And he was like, I'm getting spammed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm 16,
liar.
So I have no idea.
Oh, this is when you're 16, not when he's staying at your house right now.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, no. okay.
Which I'm sure the search history is the same.
Probably.
So I ended up like wanting to be cute one day.
Yeah.
And so like I'm wearing like a white tank top, but then I like go in a shower and I like this is before cell phones kind of are like really everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think I used like a digital camera and I like turned the water on and then like was like this Britney Spears performance photo.
Amazing.
Like selfie of like me in the shower with this white t-shirt and like no bra.
Yeah.
I'm 16.
Right.
And so, which back in my 16-year-old days, like not every 16-year-old is doing this.
I know. I'm like, that's like a classic Snapchat right now. For like,
This is so, I guess, innocent now, but in the time I was just like such a goody-goody.
Yeah.
And so I remember sending him the photo on his email, but I didn't have my own computer, so it was on my mom's computer on my email, which was still up.
Oh, no.
And I was at a friend's house, and I think there was like one or maybe like one to three that were sent.
Yeah.
But one that was like really bad. And not bad, but you know.
I know what you're saying.
Not great.
Yeah, yeah.
For a mom to see.
No.
And so she calls me, and she's like, stop whatever you're doing. I don't care. Come home right now. We need to talk. And I was like, what do you...
I remember that.
I hate that we need... If anyone says we need to talk, just tell me now because I will not be okay.
I texted to my fiance the other day and he was like, you're scaring me. And I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah, that was definitely wrong wording. He was like, you're scaring me. But yes, go on.
What I meant was we need X.
Yeah.
We need to talk. But so she calls me and I come home and I have no idea what's going on. And then I walk in and my pictures are printed out on the kitchen counter.
No.
And she's like, explain these. And I was like, I can't. I'm sorry, Mom.
You're like, I was just trying to be Britney.
Yeah. I was just trying to be Britney.
I was just having a Britney moment.
Yeah. And I was just like,
what did you say? Were you honest or were you like, I just did it for myself? It's my new headshot.
I know. My face is barely in it. I don't even know what I said.
You have bad aim. You're like, whoops. It was supposed to be my face.
It's hard to take selfies. Yeah. It doesn't exist yet, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not ahead of my time, Mom. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a good one.
Very embarrassing. Another embarrassing one that I actually get more embarrassed by, which has happened last year. I was had a crush on this musician who we went on one date and then like never again. And I do calligraphy.
Yeah.
And so I like wrote some of his lyrics on a paper when I was on a flight.
No.
And so I like... And I didn't have Wi-Fi on the flight, so I was, like, going off of memory of what the lyric was.
Yeah.
And so, like, I put it on my Instagram story and, like, tagged him in it. And then,
it was
like,
the wrong lyrics.
The wrong lyrics.
That's probably a little humbling for him, though. Like, maybe you took him down a notch and he kind of wanted you more.
I don't know. And I was like, I blamed it on, like, composition. I was like, if I put the real lyric, it wouldn't have fit.
Right.
And he, like, joked around with me with it, but I don't know if he believed me.
Well... That's hilarious. I like that story, actually, because to me, I'm like, that's funny. He was probably like, oh. You know, I feel like, you know when guys are like, they need to be taken down a notch?
I wonder if he got taken down or if he was just like, this girl's dumb. Because I was like, was listening to the song.
Well, you did only have one date.
I know. Well, he also doesn't live here.
Oh.
He lives in Australia.
Oh.
So really far away.
Was it Cody?
No.
Oh. I'm trying to think of any. I don't know. Who's that? There's, like, some Australian kid that was, like, a big deal who was a singer. I'm just trying to, like...
Pinpoint.
I'm just trying to dig. Trying to get names out of you. I don't know. Okay, and you also have a podcast.
I do. Yeah.
And it's called Just a Tip.
Yep, and it's a advice podcast. Basically, it's, like, tangential thoughts of me and the guest. But people write in, like, real questions. And
yeah.
Like, and it's so funny because I can relate exactly to people that are 16 or that are 18
right.
trying to, like, go through the same things that I went through.
Yeah.
But the reason why I like it a lot is because it's still, like, we do this thing that's called, like, should do, would do.
Yeah.
And it's, like, this is what you should do morally, but, like, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
This is what I would do.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, because everyone could be like, just have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, like, I would just, like, stop talking to them for a little bit and then, like, every now and then peep in and be like, what up?
And it's good that you have that duality where you can tell both, but you're like, this is what you should do.
Right.
So you're giving them options.
Exactly.
You know, do what you will with my two pieces of advice. Here's what you should. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And so people just write in and then whoever you have as a guest, you guys just give tips on that.
Yeah. We just, I read the question in their voice. I don't do accents or anything, but like I read it as if I were asking the question. And then we just go around. It's like a round table of like, what do you think? How can we help them? Have you been in this situation? What would you do?
Now I want to ask you a question.
Oh my gosh.
Was that an accent?
Oh my gosh.
Probably. I thought you didn't do accents. I don't know what that was.
I lied.
But you nailed it.
Thank you.
Do you do the game thing where you wait a bit to text, or are you just like, screw it, I'm obviously on my phone, I'm not going to make it look like I'm playing games?
I don't play a specific game. I think it's really dumb if people go, oh, it took us 23 minutes to respond, so I'm going to do 24.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
I feel like guys, they see through it.
Yeah, they either can like point it out right away, or they don't
care
at all. And so like, that's you're so putting good. Yourself through that. I do. Mm-hmm. I just make sure like the time of it sounds really nice. So it's like, if it's the first time I'm texting him, I'll do like a 10:37 or something. So it's not like not 10 on the dot or not 9.
Oh, so it doesn't look like you set an alarm to text.
Yeah. But because it goes through like 3 drafts or more before I send any boy that I really like a text. But basically, as long as you text with like everything checks out and you're being playful but smart but not giving too much, it doesn't matter what how long it takes you, as long as it's perfect.
And yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. And are you dating anyone right now, or are you just dating in general?
I wish. I mean, I
you sounded so dreamy.
I wish
I was dating.
I go to a garden just to be around roses.
Are you on like Tinder?
No, I have
Bumble.
I go on kind. Here's my problem with dating. I don't go on dates. I just end up being in relationships.
Oh,
so like
I
hang out with a guy once and then we date for 2 years.
Yeah. So, I get that. I get that. I feel like that was my past as well. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Do you send nudes?
No.
Oh.
I've never. One time on Snapchat, I was really, really nervous. But the guy was like, it'll be fine. And then I just didn't like it.
Oh.
And then, so I've not once sent like a full nude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Not many people can say that. That's like people who don't have tattoos. Like, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of tattoos.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, how many?
Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm.
What are they? I'm like looking at you. I'm like, I don't see any. Okay, I see
like,
one.
I've got one on my arm.
That's a cool spot.
Coordinates. Thank you. I have a paper airplane here. I have a physics equation
there. Oh my gosh,
there.
I love it.
I have a something in Tagalog because I'm Filipino with my sister.
Amazing.
There. A quote here on my wrist. I think that's it, but there's not. Oh, I have two on my finger.
Oh, I have finger tattoos too.
Really?
I have teardrops.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I had to kill two people to get those, but... You know, casual. That's the joke I make every time I show people those tattoos.
That's a good joke. You should continue to make it.
I got stopped at the border once, actually. I don't know if I've ever told this story on my podcast. It's so hard to podcast and not repeat yourself.
I know.
Because I'm like, I've done like, at this point, maybe 70 podcasts, and I have no idea what I'm, my short-term, long-term memory. Both.
Yeah. Both of my memories are gone.
I have no memory. But it's, I don't know what I've talked about. So I went to cross the border with my girlfriend, and a guy had paid for our flight to go there.
Okay.
He wasn't coming with us. It was just my girlfriend's birthday, and he sent us to Vegas for the night. So we only went for one night. So we packed a bag, mm-hmm. and we crossed the border, whatever, on our way back, and he was like, who paid for the flight? And we were like, some guy. And then he's like, why'd you pack a bag? And we're like, he goes, why'd you pack a bag if you only went for one night?
Oh, and we're girls.
That's what I said. I said, we're girls. I had like shampoo, hair products, like I couldn't just pack a carry-on. And then I was like sitting like this or something, and he goes, why do you have teardrops tattooed on you? Because he thought I was doing like a drug deal or something, like
right.
A guy paid for our flight. We went for one night. We packed a bag,
yes.
And I have teardrops tattooed on my fingers.
Yeah,
and my girlfriend's passport was Australian, but she's Canadian, and it was this whole thing. We ended up having to go like sit in a room and get searched. But, anyways,
oh my gosh,
not a drug dealer.
Not a drug dealer.
Just went for a good time.
Yeah. Wow. I've never gotten stopped. I get so nervous. Like, even if the TSA, or it's like when you're not doing anything wrong and police pull you over, or they like look at you.
Yeah.
Or they walk into a pink bear that you're in.
Yeah.
You're just like,
I know. You automatically feel guilty. Imagine people who are guilty, how they feel.
I know.
I think that same thing. Like, even just crossing the border to go into Canada, like my home country, I like think they're going to find something on me and plus I have a O-1 visa, and everyone always questions me when I go through because they're like, what do you do? And
yeah.
I'm like, I have a podcast.
Like,
what do you want from me?
This is all I can offer you.
One of my girlfriends actually was... Her and her husband are Canadian, but they live in the States, and they're YouTubers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they... we're crossing, and they have some, I think they had the O-1 visa, and they're like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a singer. And they go, sing a song for me right
now. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, they made him sing at the border to prove that he was a singer. And he's like, what do you want me to sing? And he's like, well, what do you sing? And he goes, I usually do covers. And he goes, Taylor Swift, go.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
And he did it?
Yeah.
And, like, loud enough for everyone to be like, this is amazing?
I hope so. I don't know. But I was like, wow, everybody got a free little show there because he's amazing.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, that's, I was like, okay, note to self, don't ever say, oh, I'm a singer just to, like, cross the border.
Yeah.
Because they will get you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because if I said I'm a dancer, I would not want to dance in front of everybody.
But you could. But you could.
I would have to.
I mean, you'd probably be injured, but you could.
Yeah. I would definitely be limping on the airway.
But you can still tell you got rhythm.
Okay, let's just take a hot minute. Talk about bras for a second. I got my girlfriend Cleo into Third Love because of their perfect fit. They use thousands of real women's measurements. Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind so that they fit impeccably and they feel even better. I told my girlfriend Cleo, I was like, look, it's basically memory foam to hold your breasts. And she was like, sold. There's quality in every stitch. The details make the difference. From premium fabrics to expert design, you get to skip the trip to the awkward fitting room experiences. You can find your fit in 60 seconds online, order and try on at home. I hate those awkward fitting room experiences. Hate it. You can do a fit finder quiz. It's actually a fun quiz. It takes less than a minute. It is hands down the most comfortable bra you will own. Tagless labels, no itching, straps that won't slip, ultra soft smoothing fabrics, lightweight, super thin, memory foam cups. I know I said that earlier, but say it again. Memory foam cups. Third Love actually guarantees a perfect fit, so returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/vine now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/vine for 15% off today.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, if you like my show, you're going to love The First Degree with Jack Van Eck and Alexis Linkletter. The host of Lady Gang teams up with her best friend slash true crime TV producer to explore stories of the craziest crimes, cults, and conspiracies imaginable with renowned crime journalist Billy Jensen and talk to the once ordinary people who were one degree away from those stories. And who knows, you may even wind up being their guest. So check out The First Degree every Wednesday only on Podcast One.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
You do YouTube videos too. Like, do you do them for your podcast or just do separately?
I just do, yeah, the podcast is strictly just audio, but I should do video.
Yeah,
on
you
it.
Should. You should. I think that would land with your landy, I say. Landy. I think it would land with your viewers.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be nice.
Because what kind of stuff do you do on your YouTube? You do a lot of do-it-yourself projects.
Yeah.
Is that for home and, like, clothing and everything? You are so talented.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
You're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I do that, too. Yeah. not Taeyo's song.
I just like it's, but the thing about it is like I think I do so many things, but I'm not like the best at any of them.
Nobody wants to do that though. I feel like I'd rather be really good at a lot of things than be the best at a few things.
Yeah, I mean, it, depending on what it was.
Then you have no room for improvement.
Yeah, if you're already the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
boring.
That.
Boring.
Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Feel free to recycle that. Yeah.
Yeah, DIY. A lot of the house stuff is DIY because I just got a house last year. So
oh, congrats. Kinda... That's huge.
Thank you.
Did you know that I didn't know what DIY meant until like this year?
Really? Yeah. What do you think it meant?
Nothing? I had no idea. I used to think LOL meant lesbian online. Like, I've never related to something so much as when Phil Dunphy said, like, I can hang with the cool kids.
I'm the cool dad. That's my thing. I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh, my God. WTF. Why the face?
Why the face?
You know, I'm why the face? WTF. Why the face? Like, he'd be
really
so sure
funny.
Of it, too. That was me. I was like, LOL. Lesbian online. That's what I thought it meant for so long that I, like, refused. I still refuse to use LOL.
That's hilarious.
Little side note. I refuse to use it. But, yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. You bought a house.
Yes.
So, you do a lot of DIY stuff for your house.
Yes.
Like, tell me, what's your favorite thing that you've done?
Oh, gosh. One time I made barn doors. Have you ever seen these things?
Yes. Yeah. I want barn doors in my home, but I can't figure out where to put them.
Yeah.
Do you do it yourself?
Yeah. Well, wow. I don't always make them, but we made them for a job, and we didn't think that they were going to be that easy to make. But it's really just like some wood and some nails and some.
Wow. Good for you.
Stain.
Little handy woman.
I mean, they don't look perfect, but they look handmade, and that's all that matters.
Again, who wants perfection?
Me.
Oh. We have a house too, and I've really gotten into like home projects,
mm-hmm.
but I could never do something myself.
Yes, you can.
I can build furniture. I'm actually quite good with like hanging things, building things.
Yeah.
But like my creative mind isn't there. Like I need somebody to be the creative side of it,
yeah.
and then I can like build it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's all you really need is to be the builder part. Because you can go on Pinterest and they do the creative stuff. You go, oh, that's a good idea. And then you just steal it.
I get very overwhelmed on Pinterest.
Really? Oh, that's
like
my habit.
Overstimulated.
Yeah.
It's a lot because I don't know. I just get overwhelmed. Unless it's like cooking, I really love going to Pinterest for recipes.
Ooh.
But for like home decor or style, like it just takes me down like eight notches. Like I end up feeling like shit about myself every time I'm
oh
on Pinterest.
Because really?
I'm like, yeah, because I'll be like, wow. You know, I've like accomplished a lot and my home's beautiful and I've got a great wardrobe. And then I go on Pinterest. And I'm like, right. Oh my God, my life sucks.
Yeah.
My house sucks. My wardrobe sucks. Because everything's just so
it's
perfect.
It's so perfect. It really is. It's too perfect.
It is.
But I do love it.
I understand. I understand. Because you're probably inspired by it.
Yeah.
Where I get bitter at it.
I feel like I've probably gotten bitter at it a couple times.
Do you use it for cooking ever? You like to cook, right?
I do, but I just started getting really into like subscription food service, like the little boxes they send you.
I am a big fan of that.
I was always like, I had a friend on my podcast that started talking about how he did one of them,
mm-hmm.
and he said he did it for like a year and a half, and I was like, that's too long to do it. And then I got sponsored by one of them, and
yep.
so they sent a box,
yep.
and then I was like, oh, my life has changed.
It is a game changer.
It's
like
amazing.
It really is. And there's so many out there, but it's all, it's just so convenient. And they make it now because everybody, like, being healthy is in.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they send, like, really fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They chop it up already for you. Like, it's ready to go. It's going to be really convenient when I have a family because
yes.
that is what I will live for.
And it's like it's 30 minutes and you
yeah.
still get the act of cooking. Right?
Yeah.
So they give you all the ingredients.
Yeah, because I love the act of cooking. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do
Same.
Is like to unwind, have a glass of wine and
mm-hmm,
cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's God. The greatest thing that like if I could hear just a tip from me, do
yes.
that. That has made my life so much
People
better.
Get overwhelmed by cooking and they think it's so hard, but it's actually just following instructions
mm-hmm.
and then you feel really good about yourself once you do it.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I'm on Pinterest trying to find recipes,
mm-hmm.
it's like they're cooking for six or eight and like I'm one little person. Not
yeah.
little. I'm one person.
You're little.
Soon to be little once yeah. I continue to eat healthy.
That yeah, it, but it gives you the right portions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's perfect. I love it.
Even though I'm a big leftovers guy.
Yeah. Well, that's the, so it's for two and then I just eat
okay.
one and then the next day I eat the leftover lunch.
We're going to get you a boyfriend.
please.
We're going to find. What's
I'll
your type?
Hold you to it. Skinny, tall, white comedian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, tall, skinny comedian.
Yeah, I guess the skinny part doesn't really matter anymore, but I do like a little lank on them. A little bit of lanky.
A little lank.
Like, okay. If they're into like psychoanalysis, really into that.
Okay.
Someone that's like kind of sarcastic, but not in a mean way.
Right. Playful.
A guy that reads.
A guy that reads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so that's like the majority of it.
So you've got a type.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't know, but it always ends up being like this intellectual comedian, and it's just like, ah, he's broken, and so am I, so what are we going to do?
Let's be broken together, or let's just break up.
Yeah, we're just a mosaic together.
Oh, that's, okay, now I'm like going to be on a mission to find someone. I have someone in mind, but he's not tall. Well, he's not short, but he's not tall.
He just exists.
He exists. But he's really funny.
Okay.
But he's also sure of himself.
I'm in.
Yeah, and he's Canadian, but he lives here.
Oh, so he's nice.
So
nice. Apologetic.
Super sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know.
I really enjoy playing matchmaker. I feel like this could be a thing.
I would love... Okay, so here I'm going
to
tell...
And he loves... He takes YouTube videos and he pitches them to shows and like...
Oh!
You guys would have a lot to talk about.
Well, hit me up.
Okay. Oh my God, this is... Imagine this is your... I swear. Okay, I'm coming to the wedding. Anyways, go on.
I was going to say...
Yeah.
The only thing that's tripping me up right now is I've been kind of in love with this guy for a long time.
Oh.
But I can't quite... talk to him because I dated a friend of his.
Oh, shish kebabs.
Yeah.
Shish
kebabs.
Make sure you bleep that one. shish kebabs. Okay, so you are in love with him.
I mean, who knows what love is on this end of the table, but it's...
Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts us up to where we belong. All you need is love. Anyway. Sorry about that rant.
Sorry, I just blacked out.
All you need is love. Okay, go on.
I just think he's incredible, and we've had lots of chemistry when we're around each other, but he's a little scared of me and has said that to me.
Perfect.
Is this perfect?
Yes.
Okay.
I act like I've been in the game for so long. I've been out of the game for a while. But yes, he's a little bit scared of you. That's exactly what you need.
Cool. Got it. Check.
I feel like that means he's a little bit in love with you, too.
Hope so.
So the only thing that's holding you guys back is that you dated his friend.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously?
No.
Well, what the hell?
Well, it's just like, I feel like I shouldn't tread. I should tread lightly for at least a little bit.
Okay. How recent was this dating?
Early at top of this year.
Okay.
Was like the break of it. It was last year.
How did it end? Badly?
No.
Okay. I don't see any problem here.
Okay.
I really don't. Would he have a problem?
Maybe for a little bit. But that's
get over it.
He will. So time is what
time
we
is
need.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're
putting. But it's a long con. So.
A long con?
Yeah. It's I'm just waiting.
Should I know
it
what
out.
That means?
I guess just like it takes a long time. It's like a master plan that you're making for like the very far in the future.
Oh, okay. LOL.
LOL.
LOL. I realized that I didn't confess to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's your confession?
I don't have one. I swear. It's like, I have 5 podcasts today. Do you really think I'm going to come up with 5 confessions when I've already done like 70 shows with confessions?
What's the last embarrassing thing that happened to you then? Something that, like, you know when you start thinking about something that embarrassed you and you, like, get really sad and you're like, I have to think about something else or else I'm going to fall into a hole of embarrassment. That's what when I talk about that, the musician's lyrics, every time I think about that, I like get cold and hot at the same time. And I'm like, I should leave my mind.
I can't think of anything that puts me in that
headspace.
You don't
get embarrassed? Oh,
I don't get embarrassed very easily.
That's amazing.
And if I have, I've already talked about it numerous times.
Okay, listen up, Vinos, because I have some good news for you. Those genius men and women at Hyundai are modernizing the car buying experience with their new Shopper Assurance program. So it's pretty much the future of car buying available here in the present. Seriously, Shopper Assurance will save customers time, lessen or eliminate haggling, and speed up the whole process. Hyundai is really the first manufacturer revolutionizing the way that you shop for and buy a car. Based on 4 pillars. Transparent pricing for convenience, knowing the price is always better than guessing the price. Flexible test drives that come to you. Just find the Hyundai you love, and they'll bring it to you. 3, streamlined purchase for efficiency, so no more stacks of papers at the dealership.
We all know what I'm talking about. And for a 3-day worry-free exchange, so peace of mind after you buy a car. And let's be honest, what more could you ask for? It's not just car buying made easier. It's actually a chance to feel confident, respected, and in control, and at ease, all while making a great decision. And it's all made possible with Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more information. That's HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance. I made people write in to my Instagram page their confessions so that I could have some sort of confession for somebody. And I honestly have never read this before, so let's just see what happens. Confession: my freshman year of college, one of my roommates was a nightmare. She wrote about me on the internet saying I was a drunk Barbie doll, and there were a few other rude things during the semester that really pissed me off. So one night, my boyfriend at the time and I were having sex, and when we were done, he accidentally tossed the used condom and it landed on her pillow. It was the best accident of my life because she, for whatever reason, was not a fan of laundry, and I got to see her put her face all over that sex-covered pillow for the next month. Yes, I know I'm an ass for still finding this funny as a 33-year-old mother, but I don't want to grow up. I'm so glad I read that one!
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
All I read was the compliment that her friend called her a Barbie.
I
would love to be called a Barbie.
A drunk Barbie doll. I'm like, if I had a nickel. You take that and you run with that, girl. Drunk Barbie doll for life. Drunk Barbie doll gang. Here we are.
I'm crying.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, thank you. That's what I would have said.
No one has ever called me a Barbie doll.
It's so funny because, you think about, the mean things she could have, said about. She called me a Barbie doll.
She called me gorgeous. Okay.
She called me unachievable.
Yeah. Insult me, please. I need it.
Way to take me down. Oh, that's funny. Okay, I'm, trying to go through my notes. Oh, you went to Greece. Oh, I want to go to Greece.
You haven't been.
No, but I was reading something. Wait, you were like English there. You haven't been.
You haven't been.
You haven't been. No, I've never been. It's on my bucket list, but I hate wind.
It is so windy.
I hate wind. It's wind and static are two things that really piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
Really grinds my gears. I should not go to Greece because of the wind.
It was only really windy in Santorini.
Okay.
I think you would like Mykonos a lot.
Okay.
Off of your energy right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a big energy guy? You can tell people.
Yeah,
okay.
Huge
okay.
Energy
so
guy.
I would wait. Say it again. I'm gonna write it down.
Mykonos. MYKONOS.
MYKONOS.
Why don't you type that in the Google search image?
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay.
It's beautiful and it's less touristy, I think, and it's
you
more of like a party town, but it's also like nicer. So they like nicer shopping. It's a little bit more luxury than the grit of
Santorini.
I think it's my
favorite
part
to go.
Of Greece.
Yep. That's on my bucket list. There
yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part of? Do you travel a lot?
I travel a fair amount, but not overseas.
Okay.
Too much.
What was your favorite part of Greece?
Wow.
Did you meet a Greek man?
Actually, I did.
Oh.
So here's the thing about me when I go out is number one, I don't go out very often
because
I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
But my sister really likes to go out and she's like, oh, we're across the world. Like, we need to experience the nightlife. And I go, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so we went to a bar in Mykonos and the bartender and also I'm not the most attractive one, of the group that I was in.
Okay, but you're stunning.
Thank you.
I know you weren't fishing, but I'm going to give that one to you. I'm going to give it to you.
But I'm on the lake and reeling it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the bar because I don't want to dance because I don't want to be there necessarily. So I'm at the bar and I'm getting a drink. And then
if I were you, I'd be busting out all of my moves, but go on.
But that's the weirdest thing is because nobody wants to dance with the girl that's starting a circle.
Yeah, that's true. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just I'm just going to sit down because I could do this.
Not me though.
Too.
I would be I accept your challenge and I would get right in the circle and start breakdancing. Yeah. But anyways, yes.
But anyway, so the bartender. And the bartender's name was the same name of that guy I'm in love with, aforementioned.
Oh.
We'll call him Alex.
Okay.
His name is Alex.
We're going to go ahead and call him Alex because that's his name.
So he was telling me that he liked my energy and that he liked me and wanted to dance with me or not dance with me. He wanted to go out with me after we were all done dancing.
Yeah.
And I was when are you done? And you said like 2 or 4 or something that I didn't want to stay around for.
That's a late night.
Right. That's a late night.
Like, and 11 is a late night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'll let you know. We're going to go somewhere else. And then he like motioned me to come closer.
Yeah.
And like grabbed the back of my head and like pulled it into his face and like kissed my cheek.
Oh.
And then was like, I'll see you soon, Megan. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I have chills.
Wow.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he grabbed my head and was
Google
like,
my dream, man.
Right.
Greek goddess pulling you in for a kiss on the cheek and then looking
over
in the eye and saying your
like,
name.
He was like, in my name. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's pulling out all the stops. But yeah. Like, this is the last time I'll see you.
This is how low the bar is these days, okay?
Yeah,
this
just
is how
remember
low.
My name.
He remembered your name and kissed you on the cheek, and he is God.
And I'm a size 6 in my ring. Yeah. So, Alex, if you're listening, come over to the States, and I am ready.
I do. I do. That's amazing. And then what happened?
Nothing. And then
like,
I never went back. I literally, he kissed me on the cheek and I said, thank you, bye. And then I went home and went to sleep. And my sister and her friend stayed out.
Do you relate to that new like meme or whatever it is, so hard when it says, I used to sneak out of my house to go to parties.
Yes.
Now I sneak out of parties to go home.
Yep.
So relatable.
So that's my entire life.
Yes. And you, okay, being an influencer and in the digital world, I feel like it can be tough. I feel like YouTube has a lot of meanies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of meanies. And a lot of people have strong opinions. But you're also a big advocate for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one thing that you've learned in your life through being having this platform that you feel strongly about? What's one thing that you've learned?
Oh, God. I mean,
how do you deal?
This might not answer your question, but I think the main thing that I've learned is how fast and wide reaching you can affect somebody.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll post a video and I think maybe, like, a couple people will see it.
Yeah.
But then, like, people in Africa and people in New Zealand will be watching it. And it's like, this changed my life. Like, it's crazy to think that, like, you can affect anyone with just being yourself or just trying to help and be someone that they can be a friend to.
Yeah.
But, like, I've gone to some meet and greets and people will be like, I didn't kill myself because of you.
Yes.
And I have no idea like how
just
I was.
Just from being you.
Right. Like I'm so grateful. Like that outshines all the bad on the internet, but there
Thank
is
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that though, because I do sometimes need to remind myself of the same thing and just how much good can come from the internet, because sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not having kids. I'm not going to eat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to bless myself with a family that I've always wanted because of the internet. Like I'll like get
I
that
know.
Dark.
Yeah.
But that's true because I think there's like a Mr. Rogers documentary that I really want to see.
Mm.
But he says something about that, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know the documentary, but I have no idea what the quote is. And I'm all for you finding it so
I
that you don't misquote the source material.
I can't misquote it. I think a lot of people online get caught up in all the nasty stuff going on out there, like the news even, or just like I posted a picture. I work with Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
And their new campaign is actually so great because it's about like female empowerment and feeling strong no matter what body type, no matter like who you are, just feeling strong. And so I posted this picture that says, be who you are instead of who you think you should be. And do you know what?
I love that.
Do you know what the response was from somebody? Obviously, I'm not going to name her name. The white-edged dress you're wearing on the background was super irresponsible choice. It conveys unattainable standard of thinness. Unless you scrutinize the image, it creates a damaging conflict with the words in the message. When you're one being represented, you need to do better than this. And I was like, wow, you completely took everything that message was about and body shamed me.
Right. For
that's
being
my body.
Who you are. That's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I get so stressed out about that. But then I'm like, you know, everybody else, they're like, wow, you know, I really needed that today.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I'm still focusing on that one little.
And that's so crazy. That's what it is. It's like there could be 800 good comments and then there's like 3 really bad ones and you're like, oh, that's like the reason when I started YouTube, like people asked me like, did you get bullied as a kid? And I said, no, not until I started being online.
Yes.
And it's crazy because like I had like kind of, I never had braces growing up. So I had like, my teeth were kind of snaggly and everywhere. And so I started doing videos and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm learning how to grow up on the internet too. So like I'm yelling at the camera because I don't know what energy is, so I just think like louder is better.
Right.
And like, no.
Right. You learn as you go. Yeah.
Right. And so like I was just trying to pull out all the stops just so, like, people would like me and people would, like, want to watch. And I remember, like, getting a lot of comments of people being like, your teeth are all, like, jacked up. And I'm just like, I got so insecure that I got Invisalign. And I hate, like, going under, like, for surgery. But I had to get my wisdom teeth to get Invisalign. Then I got Invisalign. And then people started stop talking about that. But then they were like, hey, you have a lazy eye. And so I went to the doctor and got, like, an eye check.
Are we the same person? That's the two things that people point me.
Really?
The same thing. People went nuts. I thought I had great teeth until I went on The Bachelor. And everybody just went nuts about how I have, like, dinner plate teeth.
Because
they're so big and round. And, like, that I had one snaggle tooth. And so I went and got this guy that was on my season. He was a dentist. I got him to fix all of my teeth. And then people were pointing out the same thing, that I have a lazy eye and that one eye is bigger than the other. And then I was, like, started going to my Botox lady. And I'm like, could you relax this eye even more?
Right.
And I'm like, what am I doing?
It's ridiculous. But, like, it's so funny, though. And I've never, like, really put this together until, like, right now. It's like the fact that we can have on people in a positive way, they can have on us in a negative way. It's the same, like, the same gravitas of effect. And I had no idea until just now when we're like, any little comment, they just want to be heard because, like, they're unhappy.
It's true.
But, like, it gets to us, and that sucks.
And it's because because it's their problem, too, and then we make it our own.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually just wrote a song the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
I love that.
Well, I co-wrote. I was with a bunch of songwriters, and we wrote a song about how I try and, like, have thick skin and be tough, but, like, sometimes words hurt. And one of the lines is that the words that I say to myself are the ones that hit the hardest.
Oh.
So it's like saying, like, when I say those already to myself,
oh,
and
my
then
God,
you reassure me in a tweet that is actually how you see me.
Right.
Then I'm like, oh God, that's what hurts me the most.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just reassured all of my insecurities
exactly.
with your one tweet, you with no profile picture.
Right. It's always that. It's always the weird gray avatar.
Let's hear it. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. And that's simple, but very true, because that's a powerful thing. It sounds so simple, but it's actually such a powerful thing to actually just look for the people that want to help.
Yeah.
I say we ended on that.
I love it.
That was a good little sesh there. I really enjoyed that. I feel good about that.
Where should I send my therapy invoice?
Well, I do have podcasts on Thursdays called Grape Therapy, where I am your host/therapist. So if you'd like to come on that and we could talk about your problems.
Love it.
I'm here for you with wine. I really, really, really enjoyed having you here. That was
Thank
so much
you.
Fun. And it always goes by so fast. I keep looking at the clock going, no.
No,
stay longer. But where can people find you on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, wherever? Tell us.
Yeah,
everything.
All of the places at Megan Batoon, MEGANBATOON. And my podcast, Just a Tip, which is that advice podcast we were talking about.
Yes.
Apple Store, is that what it's called? The Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Yeah.
Anywhere you get podcasts, Just a Tip with Megan Batoon.
Amazing. I know you have good pun jokes.
Oh, no.
Send me off with one. I'll tell. What are the scariest kinds of bees?
The scariest kinds of bees are...
Boo, bees.
Which one?
Boo, bees.
Love that.
Get it? Because I scared you. Boo.
Yes, I love it.
But
Let's
I was saying boobies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'd explain it. That's not funny when you don't explain it.
It's better than mine because I have none.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
popsicle.
Wait, I'm still on the B one.
Oh, okay. You want to just sit on that for a second? Take a knee?
Yeah, you might. Take a B.
Marinate in it.
Take a B. Do we have any bee puns?
Yeah.
From the crowd?
I thought it was killer bees.
Oh, that's way better.
Wait, what are the scariest kinds of bees?
Killer bees?
Yeah, but
like
that's just a
ones?
Fact. Jokes. This is what I always laugh about jokes, okay? There's like, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? And
one's
it's
a
like,
little lighter.
One's a little lighter.
A little lighter.
But then I'm like, there's a lot of differences between a hippo and a Zippo. Like, one's a hippo. Oops, sorry. Well, like, one's a hippo and one's a... Like, of course there's a difference. Like, so with all these jokes, everyone's like, what's the difference between... What, my Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden? Like, what? Everyone's always like, what's the difference between blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, well, there's so many. Like, what...
Where do I even start?
Yeah, where do I
with
start?
The differences?
And then I'm just like Buzz Killington, just ruining everybody's jokes. But you know what I mean? Like, so anyways, so go on with your jokes.
I guess, okay, what... I'll do a different joke, but it'll be related.
Okay.
What do you call... A bee that brings the party down.
What?
A buzzkill.
Oh, that really aligned with what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. That's what made me think of it.
Hey.
All right. Oh, amazing. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's down with OTV?
It's that time again. I said it's that time again. Useful car tips. Did you guys know that a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior? Removing excess weight from your car will also improve your gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. Here's another car tip you also might know about. TrueCar helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million users, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you guys are ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Sponsor review for this week, Hyundai. Go to Hyundai.com/shopperassurance for more information. Honest Company. Go to honest.com/vine and enter code HONEST at checkout for $25 off your diapers and wipes bundle. Third Love. Get 15% off your purchase. ThirdLove.com/vine and TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... Ugh, the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.